Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Amnesty International accused Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas, saying it has sought to deliberately destroy Palestinians by mounting deadly attacks, demolishing vital infrastructure, and preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The human rights group said in a report released Thursday in the Middle East that such actions could not be justified by Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack into Israel, which ignited the war or the presence of militants in civilian areas. Amnesty called on the United States and other allies of Israel to halt arms shipments, saying they could be complicit in genocide. Israel, which was founded in the aftermath of the Holocaust, adamantly rejected the allegations, calling Amnesty a deplorable and fanatical organization. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Protesters gathered in front of South Korea's National Assembly on Thursday evening as opposition lawmakers said they would vote this weekend to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol for his botched attempt to impose martial law. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Yoon's declaration of martial law late on Tuesday sought to consolidate power, ban political activity, and censor the media. Kim Young-woo is a Marine Corps veteran and protester. This person should voluntarily step down. The truth cannot be hidden, even if you try to hide it. The right and honorable way would be for him to step down, but I think he has no desire to do so and will never step down. Yoon has since replaced his defense minister, who recommended the move, as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the stunning but brief imposition of martial law. Opposition parties are pushing for a vote on a motion to impeach Saturday evening. They hold 192 seats but need 200 votes for the motion to pass. Yoon's ruling People Power Party is divided over the crisis, but said it would oppose impeachment. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The Syrian army says it has withdrawn from the central city of Hama after insurgents broke through its defenses in another setback for President Bashar Assad. The announcement Thursday came hours after opposition fighters said they had entered the city and were marching toward the center. The Syrian army said it redeployed from Hama and took positions outside the city to protect the lives of civilians. The capture of Hama, Syria's fourth largest city, is another blow for Assad, days after insurgents captured much of the country's largest city, Aleppo. French Prime Minister Michel Barnier is set to resign on Thursday after far-right and leftist lawmakers voted to topple his government. Barnier, a veteran politician who became prime minister barely 3 months ago, will become the shortest-serving prime minister in modern French history when President Emmanuel Macron approves his resignation. Reuters' Olivia Zelina reports.
Opposition lawmakers punished Barnier for opting to use special constitutional powers to adopt part of an unpopular budget without a final vote in parliament. It sought 60 billion euros in savings to try to shrink the deficit. Far-right National Rally Party leader Marine Le Pen. This budget doesn't just attack France. It takes French people hostage, she said. The European Union has already been reeling from the implosion of Germany's coalition government, with this turmoil weakening it even more. It all comes just weeks before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House.
Olivia Zelina for Reuters. Philippine police are checking reports that a kidnapped American has died after being shot. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Philippine police say they're checking reports that a kidnapped American died after being shot twice while resisting a October 17 abduction by a gunman in the country's south. Police say Elliot O'Neill Eastman from Vermont was shot twice with an M16 rifle while trying to fight off his four kidnappers who posed as police officers. According to earlier police reports, the kidnappers dragged him to a motorboat and sped off. A massive search for Eastman and his abductors led to the arrest of a number of suspects, but he's not been found yet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Namibia's ruling SWAPO party was declared winner Tuesday of last week's disputed elections, ushering in Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah, the country's first woman president.
Comrades, fellow Namibians, as a woman, I am the first to admit that my election to hold the highest office in the land is definitely one that is breaking the glass ceiling.
Voting had been extended to November 30th after logistical and technical problems. The main opposition, Independent Patriots for Change, has already said it does not recognize the vote. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.